You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
2024, we're focused on expanding in wellness, freedom, and abundance. And Anthony's providing you with all the tools you need to make sure that you make your goals a reality.
The average commission is anywhere from $3,500 to $7,000 per deal.
And you know, we always hear the cliches like fake it until you make it, but that's not the advice we're giving. We want you to actually focus on real results without the extra gimmicks.
When I see people building, they think they gotta build and look like they got it to build. And you're like, nah.
And you're gonna wanna stay tuned until the very end because, you know, alongside achieving your goals, having multiple streams of income is always a must.
I mean, what I was making probably in like a month and a half or so, or a month, I can make that like per week right now.
So what was your best month door to door?
Now, before we hop into the show, I want to remind you the book of the month, Goals by Zig Ziglar. Be sure to grab your copy linked in the description box below. And while you're there, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you can be notified every single time we drop a new video. Now let's jump into the show.
Welcome to the table. Yeah, yeah. We gon' get real. We gon' get right. Oh, I'm building up life. Welcome to the table. Table.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Welcome back to the table, man. And today I'm excited because I have my brother, my dear brother, back at the table for like the third time. Every time he comes on, he's always dropping wisdom. He's always dropping knowledge. And every time he's on the show, I see wisdom. I see knowledge. I see evolvement as a man, as a brother, as a father, and most importantly, I think it's as a overall business individual. So today, you know, we're gonna really have some real good conversations, get an update on his life, see where he's at with life, and he's made some pivotal moves, man, that I think we could all learn from, and I'm excited about that. You know, this year we're really focusing on expanding. We've become the new E3 community here, and we're expanding in the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom. So every single show is going to help you expand either in abundance, either in wellness, or either in freedom. And so today's show is really going to hit pretty much all three, you know, because we're going to help you, give you some insights on how to start a business, a side business that really won't cost you much of your time, won't cost you much of your stuff, but it'd be good. Two, we're going to talk about some things that I got some real questions about because everyone's talking about solar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, this makes no sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all I want to say is get your pen, get your paper. We're about to go in. It's going to be a great show, and I promise you, you will enjoy it. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My brother, also a member of the Neatness Network, Justin.
What's going on, bro?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Glad to have you, man.
Hey, man, I was about to wear A turtleneck as well with a black jacket.
Really?
Black and gray jacket.
Yeah, that's clean.
And you know
that's
what I'm clean. Saying? I was like, yeah. I don't know, Justin. He might come up here and try and be like me. You
know, no, you know what's funny? I was telling my girl, I was like, man, I was going to wear a color like that, but I was like, I wanted something to pop on camera because I was like, yeah. Brown kind of make, you know, it's like, it's good.
It's good.
But, yeah.
Black on black.
Yeah.
Boom, right here. Right. You know, it's popping. And then you can tell I've been wearing it out,
yeah,
too.
No,
it's
I see it, man. Yeah.
It's fitting, it's, right? You know what I'm saying?
It's that season, bro. You got to get the money. You gotta,
yes,
your
sir.
Body got to be right.
Body got to be right. I'm turning 40 this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to be on the beach. I'm trying to be on that beach butt naked with the wife.
There we go.
Anyways, I got to find her first. Let me stop, yo. Yo, what's new with you, man? I mean, bro, let's go all the way back. The first time you came on,
yep.
You were killing it in the network marketing yep. space. I mean, like making multiple six figures a year.
Yeah.
Then the last
well,
time
a month.
A month. I'm yeah. sorry. He yeah. was like, hey, bro, get that right.
Yeah. You got the right numbers.
Yeah. He's like, hey, bro, don't play with me like that, bro. Hold up. Wait, not again. Yeah. You was killing it with your team over there. Then last time you came on, you were in a pivotal. You weren't done with network marketing, but yeah. you were like, hey, I'm transitioning.
Yeah.
You know? And then now you've transitioned, and you are in a new season of the Solar business. But I want to go back to then to now.
Yeah.
Like, where has this growth come from? Like, what sparked the growth, the evolvement when it comes to JL?
Man, I think it's a part of life is growth. And, like, you know, some people call it pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really just came from, like, for me, it's like it was a feeling. I really couldn't explain it, but I was like, man, I have to be really excited about what it is that I'm doing. It's not that I didn't have any excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just felt a shift, like, in business
okay.
for me personally. Like, you know, you could, like, even though things haven't changed all the way, just in conversation with people, like, okay, this is not, it's not hitting the same way that it used to,
yeah.
that people used to receive it. And as a communicator, I'm like, okay, I can almost do a presentation to get anybody excited about anything.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, was I excited about what I was doing? Mm. And that was, like, last year was probably, like, the toughest year for me, like, business-wise, because we kind of talked about, like, transition and stuff, because, you know, my mentor, I was like, man, okay, that's my guy.
Yeah.
But, man, I, you know, and I love the business.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, like, I don't know if I want to do that. And so I think the business decision wasn't really a hard one for me. It was knowing that that decision was going to change the relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was the part that was tough. It was like, dang, okay, this is my guy. We talk all the time.
Yeah.
But I know when I have this conversation, that's definitely going to change the dynamic.
Yeah.
And not forever, but, you know, for a season, it was going to change some things. And so that made it difficult because it was probably the first time in my life. It's like I wasn't making bad money.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
And so that was the beginning of me starting a new chapter. And then from there, then I had to figure out what I wanted to do, because it's not like I was like, hey, man, this is what I'm doing. I want to go over here.
You didn't know Solar was
no, in it was, the... It wasn't even until like maybe 2 or 3 weeks after I had the conversation with him that even came up.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, bro, you know, this is kind of where I'm at. And then we had some conversations afterwards. He was like, you know, understanding.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the favorite conversation you want to hear for anybody, right? I've had that conversation. Like, it's not that you love it. And then I was like, man, I really don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm.
And it was at a lunch meeting that turned into a business conversation that led us here.
Yeah, man. No, that's good, man. It takes me back when I had that hard conversation with Ramsey and the team. I knew the relationship was going to change.
Yeah.
You know, which in some point I do understand why it changes.
Yeah.
Right? Because I can't expect him or anyone who you leave to give you the same energy when you're not even with their company anymore.
Right, yeah. No, it makes sense.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So I understood that. Because mine and Dave Ramsey's relationship for sure changed. We still love each other. We still respect each other. We can still reach out to each other. But he's not going to, you know, mentor me and guide me on this journey when I'm out here doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And he needs to build up his personalities and his company.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of people, man, stay in situations, one, because of comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
They're making good money and they don't want to hurt the person.
Yeah.
You were making six figures mm-hmm. a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you... Not just that, you had major influence in that industry, period.
Correct.
I remember in the industry, people knew your name, and they, y'all weren't even in the same company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, so not only did you have the money, you had the influence.
Yeah.
Then you had a real close relationship with probably top five network marketers in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
1,000%.
And you were still like, hey, this is not where I want to be in the next 5 years.
Correct, yeah.
For someone watching right now, what would you say if they're in something of a similar situation? They're on a job and they know this is not where I want to be in the next 5 years.
Correct.
But they're making real good money. Let's be real. It's some of them in this position, it's not just the money. It's also I have good benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like they may be making okay money, but the benefits are amazing.
Correct.
Right? And they like their boss. They don't want to leave them, but they know they could do better, but they're fearful of that in-between season.
Correct.
They're fearful of what you said. 2023 was my hardest year because I had to make that transition.
Yeah, it was, for sure.
Well, give them, what is one piece of advice you would give someone to make that transition? And I'm curious, with that advice, how do you feel now that you are in this place?
Yeah. I would say the first thing is when you have a great season, just make sure you manage your money right. Because that will help you be able to make a decision. Because, like, if you're living check to check, you could be making a lot of money and still be living check to check.
So good.
And in that scenario, you can't take time to think because it's like, okay, bills are due this month.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was like, okay, there were things I could have bought that I didn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gave me time and really space to just like think.
Yep.
And so, but that came from a mistake when I was younger, because the first time I was making money when I was younger, I thought it was going to go forever. And it didn't. And so when it stopped, like, I was totally thrown off.
Facts.
I was like, wait a minute.
Facts. Oh,
okay, hold on now.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking like, man, what did I do with this money? And so every, you know, kind of like growth cycle that you go through is like, okay, how can I not repeat the errors from the past? And so that was the first thing that allowed me to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing is, I guess, for me, I feel great now, you know, but it was like a lot of, you know, because not only am I going into a new chapter, but then we had to create it, because it wasn't like, you know, normally in network marketing, they go from one company to another company.
Right.
This wasn't even set up. Like we started working on it like early in the year, and it didn't launch until November.
Yeah.
You know, so then there was a season of working. And then not even getting paid. Like I didn't take a check. I was literally working for free to put together a platform that we felt like would be special over the next decade.
You know, I've watched you make some sacrifices in the midst of this transition.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into something exciting. Bethel Tech's micro-credential program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part, it's all online, 100% online, and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. And step into your tech career with confidence and character. One of the things that I teach on my platform, you know this, is that if you want to change your life, you got to give yourself, you got to make some major sacrifices for at least 12 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if you can go 12 months, make a sacrifice, you can change the next 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But people are not willing to make a huge sacrifice because they don't want to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're scared of what people will say about them if they make some sacrifices. And so what they'll do is stay living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
They will stay stressed out. They will stay unhappy. They will stay with really no freedom just for the image and because this has become normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself, but when I found this out about you, bro, I was like, yo, I said, that's my brother right there. Mm-hmm. That's my guy. Bro, you had, I mean, you had a G-Wagon, you had a Bentley. Mm-hmm. You had, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to call him out, man. My man had a $20,000, $25,000 Rolex.
Yeah, and a $100,000 one.
And a $100,000 one.
And I still have them. They're just put away.
Put away.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? So I want to, Jay, find the first video when my brother came. He had about $50,000 on his neck. He had about $20,000 on his wrist.
Yeah.
This ain't even $1,000. This ain't even $500. Okay? Now, this right here is a little something. Yeah, this was a birthday gift, right? You know what I'm saying? But it's like my man had at least $150,000 on him.
Yeah.
Right now, he got $500.
Yeah.
Apple Watch.
But I got my goals on it, though. So, you know, every time you click on it, you can see the next goal.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying? So it's like it's keeping your goals in front of you. So every time I look at my watch,
you see your goals.
My goals, yeah.
Bro, now let's be real. I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah.
This is gonna get me in trouble with some of our friends.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons why I will not move to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
is because I don't like the lifestyle of you gotta have it.
Yeah.
You gotta pull up in a mm-hmm. Bentley to be respected.
Yeah.
You gotta pull up in a Ferrari to be respected.
Yep.
And I honestly felt like if I went to Atlanta, I wouldn't get married because of I'm young, successful, you know what I'm saying? Got a good head on my shoulder, not perfect. And I just felt like I just wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I can see that. Makes sense.
But, bro, you are well-known in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You and your girl are well-known in Atlanta. How did you feel? So, you're not juried up no more, which mm-hmm. is dope.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I love that. I really do love that mm-hmm. because you're building something.
Correct.
And I love how one thing I take my head off to you as just as a man and as a leader is that when I see people building, they think they got to build and look like they got it
Correct.
To build. And you're like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, what are you driving now, though? You ain't got a G-Wagon.
Honda Accord.
Say what, boy?
Honda Accord.
Nigga, shut up, dog.
For real, it's 2023. Clean.
You got a Honda Accord.
Honda Accord. Yeah.
Now your girl is hands down one of my most favorite individuals, a huge celebrity. How did she feel, bro, when you came?
Oh, 1,000% support.
So,
1,000%. Yeah.
Because she's around the Rolls Royces and all that. And mm-hmm. her man gets rid of all the jewelry
mm-hmm.
and pulls up in the 2023 Honda.
That's what I knew. I was like, oh, she with it. Okay. And I mean, really, my conversation with her about the plan for the business, she actually helped me take it to another level because initially it was just like, hey, I'll take one of the cars, still have this one to drive, but I'll get this and just kind of show it. She was like, nah. Because if you do that and then people see you riding around in a G-Wagon, it's going to look like you're faking. I was like, that's real.
So give me that analogy. Why? So why did you get rid of that? What was the key thing? Was it because you needed the money to invest or is it because you were building? What was it?
It's a little bit of both, bro. Honestly, it was like, I was like, man, one, I wanted to get into a space of hunger.
Ooh.
Because for me, like, I know what I needed to do. And the person I was to go achieve the results. And so, like, I could have, you could do it without it.
Yeah.
So it's twofold, though. It's like, because there's so many people, I've had comments and messages, people are like, oh, it's so easy for y'all because you got the cars, you got the lifestyle. Mm. I'm like, yeah, but you don't need that to communicate a vision with people. You don't need that to be able to build a business. And so, one, I've literally been documenting this process, too, like, from the beginning, like, all the calls, all the work. And it's like, it's funny because even some of my friends, they were like, man, how you feel, like, not having a car? I'm like, bro, don't. Doesn't bother me. Like now, there's a couple of things. There's pros that you don't have anymore. Like you pull up to a restaurant, they don't. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, you park you on the side. You know what I'm saying? Which before they just leave you in the front.
Right.
Hey, okay, I gotta walk again. I went to one of my.
It is a 2023, though.
I went to one of my friends' party. Neo had a party, and I was normally I just pull in.
Yeah.
It was like, actually only exotics tonight. I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, you got to park at the other parking lot.
No.
I was like, bet, no problem. But you know, for me, man, it's like I respect it because, for me, man, I like the stuff, but I don't care. I actually prefer to have the drive to go get it. That was actually more fun.
The
grind to go get it. Yeah, because once I got in the car, it's like then you get in there. Okay, cool. What do I want next? What do I want to do next? How do I want to? What I want to accomplish? So now it's like a new fire. And it's been exciting because it's funny because the conversation has got me a lot of business because people are like, oh, I know you're serious because you're in a different mode. I'm like, yo, absolutely. They're like, okay, yeah, this is the Justin I want to be a part of.
I'm curious, bro, what was the emotion that you were going through when you took your cars to trade them in to sell them? Like, how were you feeling as a man?
I didn't feel anything. I was really, I would say this. When I was taking the G-Wagon back, I called my girl. I was like, man, I should still do this, right? You know what I'm saying? This is like, nah, bro, I got the car.
That's real,
no,
bro.
No, I got the car, and it was like the little clanking seats. I was like, man, I ain't been in the seats like this. Really, like my first car, I had a Chevy Cavalier. That's the first car that had the seats that moved like that. After that, everything was power seats. So
right.
I got in the car, I was like, oh no. It could, because there's other levels of Honda Accord. But
yes.
My team, we did some research. We said, okay, what's the average car that American can afford? And it was $30,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So I negotiated the car down. I was trying to get it to right at $30,000. They made me pay $30,500.
Okay.
For the car. And but that comes with nothing. Like literally, I was pulling into the garage and Philly, that's my creative director. We were shooting, and normally you could push a button, the rear view, you know, the side mirrors come in. I was like, where's the button?
You gotta get out and push it in.
Yeah, you gotta pull it in. And I was like, yo, it's been a minute. She started crying. She was like, yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is it. I was like, yeah. But it's cool, man. It's going to be a great story.
Because I asked that question because of this, right? You have so many people on the opposite side rushing to get to the name brand.
Yeah.
Rushing to get to the name brand, and they couldn't even afford it.
Correct.
You know, it's the average car note right now is... The average new car note is about $1,075.
Wow.
For a new car.
Yeah.
A 2023 going into now we're in 2024, right? It's $1,000+ on a depreciating asset.
Yeah.
And we want that image. And they're chasing towards that. And what I hear you saying is, man, don't get it twisted. I like the nice stuff.
For sure.
I saw on your goals, you have a nice car on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, man, for a while, as I'm building something brand new from scratch that's not a network marketing company, I wanted some financial resources to give me margin to breathe.
Correct.
And then also, I wanted to show people who are going to join my company, my team, that we do not have to have the high-end stuff to be successful.
Yeah, it's not necessary, bro. It's like... It's a misconception among, I actually would almost say probably just between us is like black folks. Because there's a lot of people that don't look like us that they just spend their money in other ways.
Absolutely.
Not that they don't like nice cars and stuff like that, but like it's mostly us. Those are the ones like, man, I don't even know what I would do. I'm like, man, I'll tell you what you would do. You just keep going. Like it doesn't matter that much as you think. And, man, it's been fun because for me it is still a fire because I'm like, okay, man, now I'm back to visualizing the car and the steering wheel. I got the pictures in the car. Mm-hmm. Everything that I did at the beginning, doing it again. And then there's still things that I do. Like beyond that, it's like, okay, if I hit my goals, I sleep in my bed.
Okay.
If I don't hit my goals, I sleep on the couch.
Say what?
Yeah, like.
What kind of goals? Give me an example of a goal.
So, like, if I say, okay, I'm going to call back all the people I'm supposed to call back today, cool, that's a reward. If I don't do it, I'm on the couch. If we hit sales goals for the week, in the bed. We don't do it, we're on the couch. And so I slept on the couch last night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, for me, it's like, how can you stay uncomfortable and stay driving? Man, it's been really good, bro. I'm traveling this week, traveling all month. And, really just sharing the conversation with people about, you know, growing a business. And this time in the state of business, I think, has really changed for a lot of people. Okay. And people need to make some money.
Yeah.
And there are some people that really need to cut some costs. I think, you know, what I've done, because I've had some people DM me, they're like, man, you gave me permission to do this, bro. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm glad I did it, because you don't need nobody permission to do what's necessary. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's facts, man. That's facts. I don't think people really get it, right? And this is something that I really believe in, that I practice personally myself. I came into 2024, and I even cut some of my business expenses.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We're moving into our studio. We've actually just moved in this month. And that as expense, but because I added that expense, I went back and I cut other expenses to make this a even balance and even give me back some money. Mm-hmm. Because you're making $500,000, if you're spending $500,000, you're broke.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I think people, if you're going to really build wealth, if you're going to really build substance in your life and have freedom, abundance, and wellness, if you are making $500,000, you need to be living and surviving off of $250,000 to
$300,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you need to be investing and saving for taxes, et cetera. Man, and I'll take that off to you, man. You know, I really take my hats off to you for doing that. It was so funny because right when you met me, I had just bought my Bentley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what, 3 years ago? 4 years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah. Yeah, about three. Almost four. Yeah.
Almost four. Yeah. Was I living in Tennessee? Yep. I was living in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Just transitioned. That was my first name brand car, man. I waited until I had fully maxed out savings. I purchased two homes before then.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that when I started spending that money, I had a huge margin.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be driving that car. And I'm like, no. And then I waited till after I started building my business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, listen, I hope that this inspires some of you all to step back. This is a guy who's still making great money now, mm-hmm. right? He's building for sure. But it's like he went from six figures driving that stuff to still making real great money
mm-hmm.
to down to a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
And if he can do it, if I did it for, I've been making great money for a while.
Yeah.
And I was driving a 2001 Acura TL.
Oh, those are clean, though.
Clean with like 200,000 miles on it. The AC went out before I sold it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm cool. I just rolled down the window.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm making great money. But it felt good, bro. I'm telling you, the best feeling anyone can have is when you see the fruit from your sacrifices.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I'm excited about for you, is seeing you grow this business, this solar business. And we're going to talk about it, you guys, because, you know, this is the first time I'm ever talking about solar on my show. And I got some hard questions for this brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't know about solar.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have an honest conversation.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited to see the fruit of your labor, of your sacrifice, of your journey, because you're disciplined about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, my brother walked in with an Apple Watch. The first time I met him, he had 100,000 on his body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, this man is serious. And I want to pose this question. How many of y'all are serious about reaching your goals in 2024?
Yeah.
How many of you are honest and saying, you know what? What do I have to do? What are the systems? What is the strategy that I have to put into place to reach the goals, to reach the vision that I want to accomplish? And if you're not willing to make a sacrifice, then you really don't want it.
Yeah. I think if you're not willing to make a sacrifice, you don't understand business.
Ooh.
Because, listen, anytime the economy changes or companies change, what do we see? What do we see all the time? We see in the news all the time. This company's making cuts.
Cuts.
Why?
Yep.
Because they're like, we got to free up some things. We have to have a healthy company.
Yes.
And so you've now got to look at your business and say, okay, man, do I need to make some cuts?
Yep.
Because if I'm not willing to make some cuts, and it's not that you won't ever hire people back or replace people, but it's like, one, can I have people to be more effective?
Yes.
Because sometimes as you're growing, you can just be inefficient.
Yes.
You know, like, it's funny, even when I got the Honda, I called in because I think the insurance on the Bentley was like $1,100 a month or something like that. I can't remember what it was. I think it was that. So when I called to get the Honda, that'll be $900. I was like, hey, cool. That's kind of high for $900. I said, for a month? They was like, no, that's 6 months. I was like, oh, yeah, great. I said, go ahead and pay that. Yeah, we good. We already got it.
Take it all out at one time.
Because I'm used to paying $1,100
a month.
Then you got the G-Wagon. I was like, oh yeah, this is great. And I'm not gonna lie, in Atlanta right now, with the holiday season just passed, I was even telling my girls, like, man, I do feel safer.
Absolutely.
I don't have to go, you know, gas station, bro, you have to be on the lookout.
Bro.
There are pros and cons to both sides, honestly. And we were just talking the other day, I was like, even when I go get, you know, something else, which I'm gonna be doing in a little while, I'm still gonna have something like what I have now because I enjoy just being able to go out.
Bro, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about doing the same thing.
And not even worrying about it because there is an undue attention sometimes that comes with stuff.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like pulling up at Giant in my Bentley.
Yeah.
Getting groceries.
Yeah.
I wish I could pull up in a Honda.
Yeah. Now, and it made me realize, like, it's not that my thoughts, and I don't even know if this is true, but I could see how if somebody's making a lot of money, why some of them don't choose to put it into cars. They rather put it into stuff that people is not easily able to steal, like trips and experiences. And it's like, okay, because now I can, hey, you want to get something from me? You got my Apple Watch and my phone.
Yes.
What else?
Yeah.
Versus, because I...
Or their house.
Yeah. One of my friends was like, I never, you know, in Atlanta, everybody carried guns and stuff like that. Yep. And they was like, Justin, you don't carry no gun? I'm like, man, I ain't got no money on me. They was like, yeah, but how much jewelry you got on right now?
Yep.
And they started calculating. They're like, yeah, you got over $150,000 on you right now. Thinking you don't have no money on you.
But you do.
But you do. That's somebody's house on you right now. I'm like, dang, I never looked at it like that. Yep. I'm over here thinking like, yo, you ain't going to get nothing.
Right.
And so it's changed my perspective from that standpoint. But I think it's important, even when you make those adjustments, to not get into a mentality of scarcity.
Yeah.
There's a difference of, okay, hey, I'm gonna make this adjustment for a period of time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make some pivots in a career, but then you don't want to go to the extreme where you start thinking lack.
Yeah.
And you start thinking that you can't produce more. You still have to have an abundance mentality, and that's why like the goals and having the environment around you is still so important.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Before we get into solar, man, when do you think you'll because you're rewarding yourself with your hard work. When do you think you'll get back to getting, you know, your dream car?
Yeah, I'll probably say by the end of the year.
That's good.
Yeah, I think by the end of the year.
It's a whole year of sacrifice.
Yeah, it is. And I'll start, like, the jury, like, everything I'm pulling out, like, I'll start pulling it out as I earn the money from the business.
Exactly.
Because I still have it, but it's like, okay, when you see me wear my necklace, that means you like, okay, he made a couple dollars.
A couple.
And then you know what I'm
saying?
Do you see where another like, oh, he made a couple dollars. And so like that's kind of like a sign to myself.
And a sign to your team.
Yeah, for sure. Because they're gonna know too. They'll be like, oh, okay, so he pulling it back out. Like, yeah. It's that season.
You know what's so funny is I was I didn't know in the DMV area, which is why my message is I don't borrow any money.
Yep.
Right? So I pay cash for everything that Anthony O'Neill does, right? Mm-hmm. And has. And what's so funny is when I have the Acura TL, ain't no one asked me do I have any advice for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the DMV, not DMV, they don't call it DMV here. They call it the B something. I forgot. Whatever they call it, because we call it DMV here, it's confusing for
the city.
For the city, yes. So something here with the car stuff. I had to get the car inspected.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled in with the Bentley, and the guy looks at me. He's a little kid. He's like 25, 26. He's like, hey, man, got any advice for me, dog?
That's good. At least he asked it.
But, bro, when I took the Acura in.
They don't want no advice.
Nobody mm-hmm. was asking that question. And it was a black brother.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up white people. They look at me like,
Yeah.
Black people's like, yo, bro, what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a science of in our community.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Because for us, you know, seeing is believing.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, okay, when I see it, I believe you got it on. When I see the jury, it's like, because you could really be wearing any kind of clothes. You throwing some jewelry, you like $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so there is a part of, you know, even for me that I've noticed there are some differences in business where it's like, okay, there's some conversations where, you know, you can just have a little meeting and you just flash your wrist a little bit. People look down and they be like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's up.
Yeah.
But that now you don't have that superpower in a sense. It's like now, so how can I still have the vision and still show that I'm successful without having that? Fact. And for me, that's been a different skill set, which I still enjoy because like people, they sit down with you, they're like, man, I can tell that dude, he still got something going on.
Yeah.
Because it's not those things and people don't realize to get them, you had to first create it anyway.
Facts.
And so, yeah, man, I would say to anybody, it's like, just make sure the things don't start defining you.
Yes.
Because for some people, like, if they don't have their car, they're not anything. Like, there's some girlfriends of mine that are in the dating scene. They're like, man, I get with guys, all they talk about is how much money they make and how many businesses they got and stuff like this. And, like, as soon as they do that, it's like a turnoff. Mm-hmm. Why? Because some people, their only value
is what they have.
Is what they have.
Yep.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having value in that.
Right.
But if that's all you offer, it's like the girl that's cute but don't have nothing going on in her head. It's like, you was cute until I found out how you think. And then now you're not cute no more.
that as a single man, because you're not single, but as a single man, mm-hmm. that hurts.
Yeah, it does.
When she's so fine and she ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? This guy's the same way.
Yeah, no, that's real. That's real. And you know what? I used to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I know how to make the money. I didn't have substance to my life, though. I didn't have a vision. I was good at doing this, but I wasn't coming home and reading and evolving and maturing and growing and going somewhere. I just had a skill, and I knew how to maximize that skill, but I didn't know how to grow as a man.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us always focus on just this one skill. Oh, I made good money. Cool. Great. Like, even like last year, I was like, man, dang, you need to read some more. Like, I was reading a book a month. I was like, man, you need to read some more.
Yeah.
One of my mentors, he reads like a book a week.
Yeah, well, you know, Cat Williams, he read 8,000 books a year. What was that?
That nigga lying. I'm sorry. That man lying. Hey, we about to get into Solar, but I did a reaction video to that, bro. I got upset, Justin, that you had so many people watching that interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, what, at 40-something plus million views by now, right?
Oh.
And I'm like, how many times do we hear people complain, I can't make no money, I can't do this, but you can watch 3 hours of a show.
Yeah.
But you can't watch an hour and a half of Justin teaching on how to run a play to get into the Solar business.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch 3 hours of that and then go call your homegirl, your homeboy, and talk about it for an hour.
Yeah.
But then you can't sit down and watch a show to learn how to, you know, make more money on the side, how to start a business, how to invest with Earn Your Leisure, how to be a girl boss CEO with Ronnie. Like, there's so many different people out here teaching you how to do it.
Yeah.
But we don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
So we don't get off Cat Williams, because that pissed me off. That pissed me off. But, bro, I'm proud of you, man. I'm just proud to call you a brother, man. Seriously.
Likewise.
Man. I just see the growth. I see the involvement. You're in Atlanta, but I don't believe you're a product of Atlanta, and I'm gonna leave it there, because I don't want to offend my brothers and sisters in Atlanta.
Yeah,
I love
Neo.
You, Neo.
Yeah, those are my brothers, man.
But so now you're in the solar business.
Yep.
And this is why I brought you here, because I think solars, and I think this because I don't know the information about it.
Okay.
Right. So my mom and dad have solar in their house, and they love it.
Yep.
But they didn't buy it.
Okay.
They bought the house with solar on it, and they took over the payment.
Yep, great point.
My problem is, you know, I'm blessed with my house, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a huge house, right? Yep. And I get someone coming here at least once a quarter offering me solar.
Yep.
But then they be like, hey, bro, I was going to worry about $25,000.
Yep.
I'm a math guy,
mm-hmm.
Justin. So when I sit down and you tell me it's going to run me $25,000,
mm-hmm.
and then my electricity bill will go to zero to max maybe $15, $20.
Yep.
When I'm only spending about $300 a month.
Correct.
The math ain't math it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would I give you $25,000 when I could just pay $300 a month?
Yep.
So help me understand, in the solar business, why is solar... So we're going to do this in two parts, y'all. I want to understand the solar business. Mm. Why is it beneficial to me as a consumer?
Yeah.
But then Justin also has a great side hustle for you all to get into that will make you some great money on the side.
Correct.
And I asked him, say, yo, I need proof, though. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I need documenting proof of someone who's making good money, and keep it locked, because, yo, my guy that he about to call, he said he making that bag. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mm-hmm. So before we get there, why would I do that? Why would you tell me to put solar on my house?
Yeah, so it's a couple of things, right? So one is that, yes, the system may cost $25, $30, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You have incentives from the government, right? So right now they give you 30% of a tax credit by going solar.
Okay.
So if your system costs $30,000, they're going to give you $9,000 as
back
a tax credit.
Taxes. Okay.
So that's the first piece. So now you're down to like 21, right?
Yep.
And then there's certain states, like I even believe Maryland even has other incentives on top of what the state does.
Yep.
South Carolina has it. There's other states that have like multiple incentives that you can kind of stack. Every state's a little bit different.
Okay.
But how I look at it is that's a bill that pretty much everybody expects to pay really for the rest of their life.
Right.
A lot of us don't even consider not paying for our electricity bill. The other thing is your home value goes up. Zillow did a study that says that your home value goes up on average about 4.1% just by having solar on top of it. Because it's kind of like what you were saying about your parents. There's another study, too. When you have solar, your home sells 20% faster.
I can see that.
So now, okay, if I'm getting a home from somebody, they can either take over the payments, or what some people do is they just add it into the home loan. So when I buy the home, then if the system's not paid off, my value went up. I can add it in. The homeowner gets a house with no electricity bill. So now they're happy. So if I'm looking at two houses, I love your house. I love this person's house. This one will have an electricity bill. This one, which one I'm going with? The one that doesn't have an electricity bill. But the other thing is, when you buy it, you don't have to worry about price increases.
Okay.
Like the average in the United States was 14.3%, I think it was, across the United States.
Okay.
Electricity bills going up because the grid is overloaded. It's outdated. They're continuing to add money to it. But these electric companies are making a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so because the government is really pushing it, it really makes sense for the homeowner. Even like a person doesn't even have to do it where they have to pay cash. Like this, they can finance it.
Okay.
And most people don't mind doing that because let's say, I don't know what you pay for your electricity bill. Let's say it's $350 a month.
It's about $370 a month.
Okay. So if I said to you, Anthony, hey, you can get solar in your house. It's zero down. You get the tax credits. You get the benefits. But hey, all in all, you're going to be at $330 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good deal or a bad deal?
It's a good deal.
I'm saving money now.
Right.
On something that I was always going to pay anyway.
Right.
I don't have to worry about the cost going up. And then when I pay this off, I don't even have that payment anymore. So for a lot of people, it makes sense. I'm pretty good doing on it. That's what I said, man. I was like,
because I mean, my electricity bill goes up a lot during the summer months because
correct.
Of AC.
Mm-hmm.
But then it drops in the winter.
Yeah.
Because I do gas for heat.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question: if I do solar, I got lights around the house, mm-hmm. Like up lights on the house.
Yep.
Can those lights run off of that too?
Up lights on the house. Is it powered from your electricity? Yes. Yeah, uh-huh. Everything will run. Everything runs exactly the same. You can add in a pool. You can add in whatever you want to power your house with. We take it into account. So basically what happens is when somebody, they decide they want to go solar, they send us over a bill. We do an analysis of how much electricity they use over the last 12 months.
Okay.
And then we produce a system that will produce that, unless they say, hey, I'm about to add on a pool, or I want to buy a Tesla or an electric car that's going to take a little bit more electricity, then we build it out for that.
Got it. So now we talking.
Yeah.
Now we talking. So you all assess.
Correct.
Beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. If it doesn't make sense for a homeowner, like I've had some friends send me their bill, because some of it has to do with like sunlight,
yes,
where your house is facing.
Yeah.
It may not make sense for everybody. So it's not like, if it doesn't make sense, I'm like, hey, Anthony, this don't make sense, but man, go ahead and do this. No, it didn't make sense for every homeowner. But for the ones it does make sense for, it's 86 million homes that qualify for it right now in the U.S. I just had a guy, he just moved here from Europe. And I said, he was like, man, I want to do the solar thing. I was like, why? How much you know about it? He's like, man, I don't know that much about it. But he said, in Europe, like half of people already have solar, because America's actually behind on the solar piece. Yeah. Only 4% of Americans have it.
I think I did a study. It's like, I think it's like 3.5 million homes have solar on.
Correct. Yep.
Out of the homes.
Yeah, it's 130 million homes on the grid. 86 million qualify for it, and about 4 million have it right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's the research I was doing, because I kind of reverse engineered it. I didn't know anything about solar. Like my initial thought when I first saw it was, okay, those people that have solar, they just like to help the environment. That's pretty cool. That's what I thought. I didn't think anything about a business. I didn't think about the saving potential. I just thought they wanted to help the environment. And then when I dove into it, I was like, man, this is a really good product. Mm-hmm. And so for me, from a business standpoint, that's what I wanted. Like, what is a product that somebody would buy not attached to a business?
Mm.
Because listen, I've done multiple businesses since I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably, Legal Shield is the only company I still have the product.
Me too. Used to be Prepaid Legal.
Yeah, Prepaid Legal. Yeah, so other than that, I don't have a service from a company that I've been a part of.
That's true.
And so I was like, okay, what is something that people would continue to use regardless of if they have a business or not? Your parents have solar.
Yep.
They didn't buy it because they were part of a business. The person that sold it to it didn't buy it because they were part of a business. They bought it because they saw the value.
Facts.
In it.
Facts.
And I said, okay, if I can build a business around something that people want and need, and that's going to be around for a very long time, and the government has incentives around it, and it makes sense, oh, man, we got something special. And then I looked it up. I was like, man, nobody even talking about this.
Mm.
Like, I don't know about you, but, like, think about how many people are on social media. Nobody's talking about solar.
No one's talking about solar.
Nobody's talking about the benefits over for a customer. Nobody's talking about the business side. So then I saw two gaps. Like, one, the toughest part for us is we just now have to educate the consumer, because most of them just have questions.
Yes.
But they've seen enough of it to say, okay, it's not so far gone that they're not familiar with solar panels. They just don't know the benefits of it. So now all of our conversation, I tell people solar's not a sales pitch. It's an IQ test.
Mm.
So we're just like, hey, look, here are the benefits. This is where you're at. Okay, hey, look, right now you have your electricity company. Does it add any value to your home? Okay, nope, put zero. Inflation, do you have that? Yeah. How much was it last year? Okay, add that in. So it's going to continue to go up over the next 15, 20, 25 years. And then you go down the list. Then you come, okay, well, let's talk about the benefits of solar. This is what your new electricity bill is going to be. What's the home value increase? All right, let's do that calculation. You protect it from inflation. Yep. All right. Let's add that in. And you start. What's the tax credit? Do you get tax credits over here? Nope. What's tax credit over here? And you start going on a list. Like, man, my total benefit really by going solar, I would probably be up $70,000. Then it's like, oh, and by the way, customer, if you qualify for the program, it's zero down. You don't have to pay any money.
It's no money out of pocket.
Yep. Zero down.
Interest?
Yes, there is small interest.
Okay.
But how in you know, I don't necessarily love interest, but how I look at it with people is, if I can put you in a situation that's better than what you have now.
That's true.
As long as you're in a better spot financially than what you're paying.
Save
hey,
money.
You're already paying $350 a month.
Right.
If you're paying $330 a month with interest.
Right.
You're still saving
$20. Still saving $20.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you do have the, like, some people do pay it off.
Right.
But that's not most people.
Yeah.
Because the reason that people didn't do solar before was that, let's say I sit down with you and I say, okay, hey, Anthony, man, you're going to save $20 a month. But, hey, the down payment's $15,000.
Heck no.
You're going to be like, bro, Yeah. Like, who's say, even if it was $100 a month, you're like, it doesn't make sense. But now if I can say, hey, look, we're going to install it. We do everything for you. You have a top warranty, and it costs you nothing. You just continue to pay an electricity bill. And now it's almost like going from renting to owning, because, yes, you're paying for something, but you're also paying for something that you now own.
So now what happens when I go to sell the house?
Yeah, you can include it into the system, or you can transfer it to the new buyer.
And then, the new buyer, let me ask you this question. What if a new buyer doesn't want the solar?
Yeah.
Then they can't get the house.
They wouldn't be able to get the house, yep. But it's, most people, they don't, like, you know, the benefit for them is, like, if you sell it with the house, they don't have to pay whatever percentage of electricity was on that home.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if they don't want solar, they wouldn't.
They can't get the house. Mm-hmm. I don't like them big black things on my roof.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the system will ever get updated to where it looks like the...
Yeah, they have some new technology right now. Like, some of them, they have shingles that look...
Yes.
There's solar panels that are like shingles. They even have a new one that I was looking at 2 days ago. It's like a clear... thing that's almost like glass that's now being created. So it's going to continue to advance. Feedball. Just like, you know, the old way was just like these blue panels with all the mm-hmm. wire and stuff. It was like outdated. It was really expensive. Now you kind of have the ones that look like iPads.
Mm-hmm.
They have the shingles now that literally are just like literally like your shingles that produce solar.
And I'm pretty
solar.
Sure that costs a little bit more.
It costs more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And can you still get that with zero down?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm learning. And this is why I wanted to come, because I was like, it doesn't make sense, but I see what you're saying. So what you're saying is, for all of us who are like, okay, wait, is this wise to do? I'm all about saving money, number mm-hmm. one. Two, I'm always about what's the best return of my investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that we are going towards the future of electric cars. We're seeing more and more and more.
Every company. From Rolls Royce.
Right.
To Toyota.
Right. Is going electric.
Yeah.
They are faster.
Yeah, for sure.
They dope.
They are.
And them Teslas be riding, bro. Yes. I'm like, God, I don't like the inside of them, but they just...
They fly.
They fly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Y'all in Maryland? Your company in Maryland?
Yeah, we are.
I'm going to let your company give me a quote.
There we go.
And we're going to document it right here.
There we go. Yeah. See if it makes sense.
I just want to see if it makes sense.
Yeah. And that's what I tell people, like, that's the best case scenario. It's like, we do an energy savings analysis.
Yes.
And if it makes sense, go for it.
Does it cost me anything to have you do an energy saving analysis?
Nope, it's free.
How long does it take? So, like, if I say, hey, Justin, if I call your company, your rep today on your team, say, hey, I want to get an energy saving. I want to get a quote.
Yep.
To see what it will look like.
Yep.
Because, you know, I am building a pool because I'm like you. I did a huge sacrifice. I was about to buy... I think I told you. Yeah, I told you and your girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to buy this $4 million home.
Yeah.
On the river.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And I thought it was only going to cost me like $1.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back and said, no, it's going to cost you $4 million to build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had the money, but I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't make sense for me to do that. I'm mm-hmm. trying to build a business. I'm trying to get my team to, I want all of my team members making over six figures by the time. By 2025 was a goal.
Right? Yeah.
Especially my core people here.
Yeah.
I got three of them there in 2023.
Nice. Congratulations.
And I would love to get one of them there, Michelle, who's killing it. And then our new guy, Jay, we'll get him there in 2025. He's a rookie.
There we go. Yeah, you got to put a little time in. But he good with it, though.
Yeah, he young. He's 23 years old. So he got time. Yeah. He making good money now.
Yeah.
But it's like, so I was like, nah, I'm going to make that sacrifice and not do it. So I said, but I really wanted a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a pool in my backyard.
Nice.
So I got to add that to you all's system so y'all know I'll be running a pool.
Yep.
And so that's free. How long does it take y'all to get a quote back?
Pretty much the same day. So basically, like, if you send me the bill today, it takes about maybe like 2 to 3 hours for our design team to put together a proposal. Because literally, we pull up your house, we look at how the sunlight is on it, we see where it could be like set up on, and then we give you a proposal and say, hey, look, this is what we could do for you.
Wow.
And then you can even look at it and be like, no, I don't want panels right there. Can we move it to the back or move it around? And so those are the things that the customer has control over. As long as there's sunlight that's good there, then they have that flexibility.
It's got to have sunlight.
Yep, you got to have sunlight. Yep, you got to have sunlight.
What if we go 2-3 days in storms and no sunlight? How does that work?
Yeah, so you're still connected to the grid.
Okay.
So the grid is almost like a backup for you. So it's like, okay let's somebody's like, oh man, what if the panels break? Which one? I mean, it's you have warranty on everything. Okay. You have app that tracks how everything is working, we would actually know before you know there was something wrong with your panels, and we would send somebody out to fix it. But then from there, if something happened, you still default to the grid. So let's say you use $20 on your electricity bill over what your system produced, you would just get billed for the $20.
From the city.
Correct, yeah. But then there's also something that's called net metering. With net metering, what that means is your meter can actually go both ways. Metering, in every market is different. I believe Maryland has net metering. I'll confirm for you.
Okay.
But net metering, what that means is, all right, when your system is producing, it's going to take away. But there's some systems that overproduce. So like in the summertime, if you're producing way more energy than you're using, then what happens is your meter now goes backwards, and you can get a credit on your electricity bill.
Well, I know my house got plenty of sun because I actually had to put tents on all of my windows.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sun was just coming through and it was eating up my floors. Mm-hmm. And on my main floor, my AC bill was going up high because I had to run it so low because I have all those windows there because the sun was just hitting it.
Yep.
So I know my house going to be straight. I know we got sun.
Yeah. And that's what's cool about it, because I was like, man, the product is the sun.
Yeah.
And from a business standpoint, as long as the sun here, we're going to be good. You know, the day we don't have the sun, we got a different set of problems.
So you know me on my business. So I like the solar. So you guys, I'm going to document that. I'm gonna literally, you know, I'm gonna show y'all my bill.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to see. Does the bill? Do I have to get a special bill so you can see what I'm using on the average year?
No, it already has it on there.
It already has
every bill has your last 12 months, like a running 12 months.
Oh, okay. I never knew that.
Yeah. So it can estimate. Okay. He uses, you know, XYZ kilowatts per year.
Okay.
And then we design a system based on that.
That.
Yep.
And then it tell me, okay, this would be the price.
Correct.
This is what you paid average a month. This is what you pay average a month with us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm going to run that play.
Yep.
I'll post it on here, y'all, so y'all can see. I'll do a little special, like, hey, you guys, I did it. It was crap.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and like I said, bro, sometimes it doesn't work out for people, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we tell people, hey, look, if it doesn't make sense, we're not going to give it to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so it's, you know, but I...
Everyone that has it loves it.
They do, bro.
I've never met someone who bought it, though, originally.
Yeah.
They moved into the house with
it. Correct, yeah.
But everyone who moved into the house, my parents swear by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, I mean, my mom and dad said they got an electricity bill for like $2.
Yeah. And guess what? What they're really going to love is when that system is paid off, then you have literally just that bill.
Yeah, bro. See, that's sweet. Okay, so here's my thing is, like, now since you've educated me, though, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense because my biggest fear was like, man, dang, if I sit there and give them $25,000 with a down payment, then I know I'm moving in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, why would I do that? But now what you're saying, you've educated me to understand it now. It's like, well, don't look at just the cost. Look at your electricity bill.
Yep.
If we could beat your electricity bill, that's where you're saving money at. And then when you sell it, it's going to help you sell the house because everyone wants to come in with a cheap electricity.
Yeah, yeah. Think about it. Let's say if you was looking at the house you're in now,
yeah,
and they're like, hey, man, this actually has solar. You don't even have an electricity bill. You'd be like, now.
I would try and roll it into my mortgage payment.
Correct, yeah.
That's what I would try to do.
Yeah, when you sell it, that's what happens. Like they probably could have done it with your parents. They could have just said, okay, hey, we owe $15,000 more. We just add into the house payment, and now the system's paid off, and you're just paying the mortgage. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it
Okay, yeah. All right, cool. So on the business side, man, you know me. I'm always trying to give my people different ways to make different kind of income, multiple streams of income, to be grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm.
You have a business opportunity that I like because not my biggest downfall with network marketing was you got paid off of people who joined.
Yeah.
You've set up a system to where people, even like myself, as I go through it, I could refer people to you and make some extra money.
Correct.
And I'm going to do that. If I like the product, if I believe in the product and I see that the product is saving me money, I will for sure be pushing this.
Yeah.
From my platform. But I'm even going to push it now because you're my guy and I believe in it. And the way you've educated me, I love it.
Yeah.
But explain to me the business side of things, man. How can people make money in the solar business?
Yeah, that was the piece that was unique to me because, you know, kind of like what you said, like normally, like in the network marketing world, you're making money from recruiting people.
Yes.
Or sometimes people buying stuff and buying juices or makeup. And then now you got a whole bunch of stuff in your garage that's just kind of piling up.
There. Yep.
And it's like this was, our model was more like real estate, the insurance industry, the mortgage industry, where a person could just be a consultant with us and they could just sell solar. They could also say, hey, you know what? I want to bring on some consultants that I want to train on how to create their own brokerage. And then you get what we call a rev share on every deal that they sell. And so the money's, it's actually crazy, bro. Like, you know, the average deal, so like I sit down with a customer, they decide they want to go solar. The average commission is anywhere from $3,500 to $7,000 per deal.
So if I sign up with your company, you're saying per one house, I can make $3,500 to $7,000.
Per deal, yep.
Per deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, on your team, how many houses are people closing on? Give me their worst month.
I mean, the worst month is probably zero.
Okay.
You know, like some people just don't do anything.
Right.
The average in solar is one a week. Like when a person knows what they're doing, they do one deal a week.
Wow.
Our top guy last month, he did 17 deals, I believe it was.
17 deals.
Yeah.
17 deals at 3,000 or 17 deals at 7?
That's a great question. It was a blend. You know, actually, man, he sent me a text message. He's like, he was like, bro, I just closed when it was like 13,000. So sometimes they're higher than that, too.
Because of the size of the home, et cetera.
And how much electricity they use. And then sometimes it can be lower. Sometimes you make $2,000 on a deal. But, yeah, man, it's cool because, like, now I'm talking to a homeowner. I'm not asking you for no money out of pocket.
Right.
And then the other thing for me from a business standpoint was, okay, I'm entering an area that nobody's talking about. We have this quote that says, look, if you want to get wealthy, identify with the master going and get there first.
Yes.
So now it's like, okay, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that everything is going solar, at least a large percentage of it, and electric. So it's like, okay, if I can position myself in a space that I know is growing, that they say is at least going to double over the next 5 years, and I could be the first person that my peers have ever heard about this from. Just like real estate. When you think about real estate, you think about somebody.
Yes.
When you think about insurance, you think about somebody. What if you could be the person that people think about when it comes to solar? Well, now, I mean, the income potential is ridiculous.
Wow.
So that was the piece that I liked. I was like, okay, you know what? I can really show somebody, hey, you don't have to recruit hundreds or thousands of people.
Facts.
I have that ability. Not a lot of people do. Right. Not everybody can do that.
Right.
And some people have the ability, but not the desire. Because you got to deal with a lot of people when you do that.
Yeah.
Some people are like, man, I just want to talk to my customers, call it a day. And that's what this platform allows people to do.
So I'm watching this from Texas.
Yep.
You're in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I can still join your team?
Correct. Yeah. We have a nationwide network of installers. The company, by the way, is Harbor Solar.
Okay.
So Josh, he's the CEO. He's actually been in solar over 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Josh? The company has been in business for 7 years.
Okay.
So they're not new to solar. Okay. We're just doing a new vertical because most of the way that people hear about solar is door to door.
Yes.
And so what happens is because it's somebody you don't really know, most people, like some people will sign up for it off of somebody, but it's like if somebody has some credibility, they're like, hey man, send me your electricity bill. Let me see. I just got started in solar. Let me see if I can help you out.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, cool. I'll send it to you. And then you sit down with them and show them, hey, how this can save the money. They're like, okay. Yeah, this makes sense. And then now a person's able to make some really good income. So I show people, like, hey, look, what if you could just do one deal a month? I'm not even going to say one deal a week. Let's say, what if you do it one deal a month? You make an extra $3,500 to $7,000. And then the way we have it set up is we have solo pros that work for the company that when a person is new, all they have to do is get a bill, set up the appointment. We do all the talking. We close it. You make 50% of the commission. So now a person can be new and still learning and make money.
Do I got to take a class or anything like that?
We have a certification course that you go through that literally walks you from, like, let's say you like, man, I know nothing about solar, just like me.
Right.
You go through it. By the time you finish it, you're educated on solar. We have workbooks. And then from there, you're ready to start doing appointments after you've gone through our training program. So you have to do at least 3 field training deals.
Okay.
Where we have our solar pros walk you through 3 deals. You see them through completion.
Okay.
And then that you're now qualified to do the deals by yourself.
Is there a cost for that?
Yeah, $99.
$99 to get me certified.
Yep, it's $99. And then we have an educational platform, a tech platform, and then, you know, just access to our whole education piece is $49.97 a month. So it's a business that's $50 a month.
$50 a month.
I wanted to make it a no-brainer. The other side is we also have an ambassador program, and that's free. And how that works is a person can sign up as an ambassador.
Okay, what's an ambassador? What does an ambassador mean?
It's just it's almost like an affiliate.
Okay.
Hey, man, you know, I'm not trying to sell it. I'm not trying to learn about it. I don't want this to be a career. But if I overhear somebody talking about solar and I get their bill, I send it over to the company. They decide to go solar. We close the deal. You make $1,000. So I tell people, for me, just for a person that believes in multiple streams of income,
just be an affiliate.
It makes sense to be an affiliate. Just in case you overhear somebody talking about it,
facts.
You're like, hey, man, I'll make a free $1,000. That's completely hands off.
Facts.
You send us the bill. And then it's almost like we have a tracking port in our back office. It's almost like Domino's. You know, when you order a pizza and it shows you it's in the oven. Once the deal is closed, it's like, hey, they signed the agreement. Hey, it's scheduled for install. Hey, this is when you get paid.
So as an affiliate / ambassador, I can see how many people are actually looking into it.
Correct.
Then I can even see how many people are actually signed a deal.
Correct.
Then I can look and see when the install was.
Yep.
When do I get paid as an ambassador?
Ambassador, you get paid when it's installed. As a consultant,
right,
you get paid a week after they sign the agreement up to $1,000, and then we pay the rest on install.
Word?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is a business to where you can easily make six figures if you learn, if you're mentored, and shoot, making $3,000 to $7,000. And if you're doing four houses a month in the beginning, you could possibly get to $500,000, $1 million.
Yeah, for sure. There's people that are doing it solo right now.
Let me ask you this question, because a lot of my people are working full-time jobs.
Yep.
For those individuals, do you suggest that they do the ambassador inside, or do you suggest, like, hey, maybe start with the ambassador, see how you like it, and if you start making a little bit of money, come over to the consultant and do that part-time?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the consultant part, is that still door-to-door? Are y'all doing door-to-door sales?
We do everything virtual.
Everything virtual?
Everything is virtual.
So how do y'all get, how do they get customers?
People use relationships. We have like a training system. We show them how to market on social media. We show them how, I mean, I have some people right now that run ads. I have people that just leverage their relationships. I have some people that are in real estate. They're like, man, I've got a whole client base of people that know me, like me, trust me. Mm-hmm. People in insurance doing the same thing. And literally, it's a conversation of, hey, man, I don't know if you like, let's say if I'm calling one of my friends, I'd be like, hey, what's going on? Anthony, man, I don't know if you know, I just got started in solar, man. I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm trying to finish up my certification. I was hoping you could help me out. I'm like, yeah, man, I'll help you out. What do you need? If you could just send me like one of your electricity bills and we'll do a free analysis for you. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to do anything, but it'll help me finish my certification. People are like, yeah, that's cool.
And then when you send them back that bill and it's cheaper, they're like, wait.
Yeah. And that's the way, and it's like our program is designed to where it's like there's no like high pressure. There's no friction, and it's all virtual. You sit down, we do it on Zoom. Everything can be done electronically. So that what part I like about that is, like one of our guys, Steven, he was on his honeymoon in Europe on a cruise, and he closed the deal on his cruise. And he could, because now you can do a business like this and be anywhere in the world as long as you got internet. And so as you start building your brokerage, what's happening is you start getting people trained up. Now you're not making as much as the person that sells it, but you may have an override, or what we call a rev share, of anywhere from maybe $100 to maybe $800 per deal inside of your brokerage. So for me, what I'm showing people is almost like, okay, imagine if you were one of the first people that could have a State Farm insurance agency or Allstate and build out a brokerage where, hey, man, maybe you have 100 installs a year go through your brokerage and you're making a small piece of it. Now you got great money coming in passively, but if you want to sell it yourself as well, you can make it actively. So it's a win-win on both sides. So for a person that has a job, I would say, you know, it's kind of up to them. A lot of people are doing the consultant program because that's where you get the training.
That's where you get the training.
You kind of have a little control over how much money you make. And for me, if I'm going to collect the bill, I want to be able to make as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Personally, for me. But there are some people that's like, hey, man, I'm not interested in that. So we don't pressure people.
Yeah.
I just tell them, hey, look, just don't, when you become an ambassador, you know, I've asked people, hey, man, where's the training at? I'm like, bro, I told you. You know, they be thinking like, okay, because you do still get like a portal and stuff. And so they're like, hey, I don't see the videos. I'm like, yeah, bro, that's on the other side.
Other side.
And there are people that get started as an ambassador, and they can upgrade whenever. You can downgrade whenever. There's no pressure.
Bro.
Yeah.
But I'm loving
this,
man.
Yeah, we have some people that's make some good money. One of my guys, well, I'll let him tell you, but like last month was a really good month for him. I think last week, I mean, he closed 8 deals last week, bro.
8 deals.
So it's like,
man, I need to hear this. We're gonna close the show. Can you FaceTime him?
Yeah, let me see. I think he might have said he had
that too, so we could put it up so the people can see.
I think he might have had an appointment. Let me just see if I get.
If he got an appointment, let's not mess up his money.
Yeah, let me see if I can
get that money. We can bring him back. We can call him on another time.
Let me see if I can catch him. Hold on.
Yeah, man. I got to see this. What's his name?
Cullen. Yeah.
Like culinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cullen.
See if he answers. If not, he'll probably. What's up, Doc?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed, man. You still on your call?
Actually, just hopped off.
Oh, there we go. All right, so listen. I'm here in the studio by Guy.
My guy!
What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
I'm Cullen. What's your name?
Man, name's Anthony O'Neill. Just call me A.O., bro. You live on the show right now, Doc.
Pleasure to meet you, my friend.
Good to meet you, man. Good to meet you, man. So I don't want him to ask you no questions. I got to make sure we ain't capping on my show, you know? So you're in the, are you an ambassador or are you a, what's it called?
A consultant.
A consultant with the company.
So I guess I'm a solar pro, so I guess that would be a
consultant.
A consultant. Okay. How long have you been in it?
Since April.
Since April.
Yeah. He's been selling since April.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not even a full year yet.
Yeah, but he just became a solar pro when we launched our program. When did you become a solar pro? Was that December?
Yeah, December.
Yeah, because Harbor has been in business since, like I said, for the last almost 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were strictly door-to-door.
Okay.
And then for you, what you've made in terms of sales now versus what you were doing door-to-door, is there a big difference?
Dang, why he laugh like that, bro? Oh, man, he wanted to cuss, dog.
Yeah, what I was making probably in like a month and a half or so, or a month, I'm, you know, like I can make that like per week right now.
So, if you don't mind me asking, I mean, you know, ladies may hit you up in the DM, but you'll be all right.
No, he's married.
Oh, he's married? Yeah. Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah.
So, what was your best month door to door?
About
17K. What's your best month in this company?
last month, which is my first month as a solar pro, probably 50 to 60K.
And what would you say is the difference between the door-to-door company and this company? Like, what is the key difference? Because I want people to understand why to rock with you all, right? And they like to see real answers. But as this pause right there, because that's a lot of money. What would you say to the average person coming in? Okay, you're in this business for 6 months. What do you think is a realistic goal that they should be able to aim for and hit within 3 to 6 months?
Well, so here's, you know, the thing is like when I came in, I was only able to put probably 10 hours a week into it. So, I mean, realistically, 10 hours a week knocking doors, I was able to make, like, an extra $17,000 in a month. And so, you know, but now with the way the system is set up, with the way the company is set up, I mean, we're just changing the game. It's unlike something anyone is doing out there. And, you know, being able to, like, not only build a community around each individual and help them grow basically a professional in the space, you know, we're setting them up for success with all the correct training modules. And then they get access, like, let's say they're trying to learn to close a deal. And they're trying to learn about, you know, just the steps to make that happen. They don't have to do any of that up front. They just simply got to submit a bill. And then like one deal I closed for a guy, probably took him 5 minutes to get this deal from his friend. And we're splitting commission. It's like $14,700.
So you make 7,000, he makes 7,000.
Yeah.
And five minutes.
He had to do like 5 minutes worth of work. And then when we hopped on the call, he said, Hey, Colin, this is my friend. And then introduced me as a solar pro. And then I took it over, had the phone call, you know, it's probably 45 minutes. I signed the paperwork and boom.
That's all I need, man. Get back to work. Thank you, brother.
All right, bro. I'll call you after this. I'll see you later.
All right, bro. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to drop the information in today's show notes. Go to anthonyoneal.com/solar. And on that page, you'll be able to either go the affiliate SaaS ambassador route, sign up to be a consultant, or just sign up to get a quote if you want to get solar on your house.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
cool. So it's like, I'm looking to solar for myself, right? And so I want to encourage you to get it as well. I'm all about saving money. So if you can save money off of your monthly to yearly bill, right, then I would highly encourage you to look into it and consider it, right? Now, you guys know I don't advocate for debt. But if you're saving money on this side of things, you're always going to have that bill. Sounds like solar may be of great look, and I'm going to look into it, especially with me having my pool in the backyard, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I know my electricity bill about to go up. So if they can keep me lower and get me lower,
mm-hmm.
hey, man, I'm all about saving money. So go to anthonyoneal.com/solar. We'll also put all of Justin's information in the show notes as well as IG and et cetera. And also his show, you guys. So he also has a show called Run to Play that comes out every single week, 2 times a week, man. And he's teaching a lot on there on literally business, motivation, mentorship. And are you teaching solar now too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
So even more on the solar game. So yep. if you need more information, go check out his show so you can learn more about it, man. But bro, 60K.
Yeah, that's strong. And I should have asked him how many people he had in his team, because he'll tell you he only has one.
He only has one?
So he's not making money off of just recruiting people. That's why, like, this business model, that's why I got excited about it. I was like, man, I could really show somebody how they can make $10,000.
Right.
Like, he's worked with people that, I mean, like, two deals, you're making $10,000 a month. Mm. And while you're new, you're not even closing yet. So now we have people that are new that they've made $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And by the way, This vertical of this program just started November 1st. We don't even officially launch it until like February. So it's like people are like, okay, man, this is different versus the other way. Is, hey, you go knock on some doors,
yeah,
and it's cold outside and trying to get somebody to talk to you. Now we're warm,
right?
We're talking to friends, we're talking to people that have relationships, people that already have trust. And, man, people are getting paid. Customers are saving money. They're helping the environment. Let's talk about that. You're also helping the environment, too.
Yeah.
It's I call it a win-win-win.
Win-win-win, man. Listen, you got me sold, brother. That's why I say come here. You gotta talk to me. Don't call me on no phone. Don't try and sell me. Nah, bro, get to D.C.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to talk because, I mean, I've had so many people come to my door. Like, nah, bro, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. It made no sense. But then when you got in, I was like, now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you move. I know how you operate. Is this a network marketing deal? He was like, nah, bro. I was like, okay, cool. Come on stage and let's talk about it. So, you guys, I'm going to fill out my application. I'm going to give the bill. I'm going to document it right here on the show. So we'll look for it like on a off day, like a Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday. I'll upload like, hey, you guys, I submitted it. It came back. It's great. I'm moving forward. Hey, I submitted it. It came back. They couldn't save me some money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest and transparent. And I look forward to that. And if you get it, yo, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put in the comments. Come back. Put in the comments. Shoot me a DM. Shoot me an email. I want to know how many people are getting into it. Because I do believe the future is leaning more towards electricity. You know what I'm saying? Solar.
Yeah.
And so I need to jump on that bandwagon here soon. So go to anthonyoneal.com/solar to get all the information. If you want to join the company and sell, if you want to make some extra money on the side, great. Or you just want to get a quote for your house, check that out, and then we'll go from there. All right. Love you all. God bless you. We'll see you in the next
one. Good to have me, brother.
Peace. Yeah, bro. That was good, man.
Yeah, no, it was.
That was really good, bro.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.